I'm WUWM's Marty Michelson. In addition to the race for president, voters will be casting ballots November 3rd for House seats across Wisconsin. Today, we look at the candidates running for election in the 6th Congressional District. It covers the eastern Wisconsin counties of Ozaukee, Manitowoc, and Sheboygan, among others. Republican incumbent Glenn Grothman has served since 2014. He faces a challenge from former Democratic State Senator Jessica King. I asked Grothman why he's seeking re-election. He says there are a number of measures he still wants to address.
Oh, there's a lot of work that has to be done in Washington. In the short term, with regard to the coronavirus, I'm working to have the CDC highlight the drug fenofibrate, which was previously used to treat high cholesterol. And they've had some success testing it in Israel. I wish we would do that here. I'm also looking for them to approve a vitamin D supplement, which I think will increase people's vitamin D levels quicker, and which also could result in a decrease in the severity of people who get coronavirus. There are a variety of other bills I'd like to move. We're trying to get biosimilars approved quicker, which will help people with diabetes and insulin substitute. Other larger issues that keep recurring, I'd like to try to keep a handle on the total amount of overspending. I think, I'm glad of all the good things that came out of Washington. I do think they've spent too much money on the coronavirus. I've been giving money to individuals who don't need it, to businesses who don't need it. And I think it means we really have to be more aggressive in saying no to spending on other areas. I've been a longstanding critic of the marriage penalty associated with so many of our means-tested programs. I plan to be very vocal on that topic if reelected.
Why do you think you'll do a better job than your opponent, Jessica King?
Well, first of all, I have a history of conservative thought, but being open-minded. People see me all around the community at a variety of different events. I like Jessica, but I think, you know, if you look, she primarily seems to hang out in Democrat sort of events. And I think I'm more open-minded. I don't hang out at Republican events, but I get all around the district and meet people of all sorts of different backgrounds. I think I also understand the difficulty that the police are going through right now. There's a very dangerous bill that was passed out of the House of Representatives, but I know Jessica is supported, but I am in favor of not changing the qualified immunity statute for police. I think we have to stand behind the police. When I was in the state legislature, I actually did make efforts to make it easier to get rid of the bad policemen. But in general, in the fight between crime and the police, we've got to be on the side of police. And I think the fact that politicians have drifted away from supporting police is one of the reasons why we've had such higher murder rates over the last year. So I think with regard to those, it makes me a better congressman and somebody who I think has a history of reaching out and working with people of all sorts of different backgrounds.
What issues are facing your constituents, and how do you plan to address those issues?
Coronavirus is the big issue, obviously, right now, and I mentioned the alternatives I plan to get out there. But there are certain issues that affect small segments I'm also vocal on. Right now, there are people in Washington trying to get rid of what used to be referred to as sheltered workshops, places where people with different abilities work. Sometimes they are paid under minimum wage. But I've been a longtime advocate for these centers. Even if you're working for $5 an hour, you're usually getting some sort of other government supplement. And the pride of having your own paycheck to buy a gift for your relatives, to pay for some of your own clothes, to go out on your own is tremendous. And with regard to students, I think we have to make sure in the future that student loans don't get excessively high. Maybe involve the universities in advising students before they take out big loans. But that's a variety of issues that I'm dealing with right now.
What other major issues do you expect to come before the next Congress?
Well, both sides are talking about a tax plan. I used to do taxes years ago and have opinions. I was it was unfortunate that we did not change the way we tax carried interest for hedge fund managers. It was a disappointment to me that we didn't tax these high flyers just like everybody else in the last tax package. And I'm sure I'll be very loud in the next tax package in saying we have to stand up to the hedge fund guys and make sure they pay taxes at the same rate as everybody else. I think there'll probably be some sort of infrastructure bill out there as well. I think I'll be more active in the tax package just because I used to do taxes, and also want to look out for the average guy in a tax package. I'm going to try to get back in there the expense, which is like travel expenses that you have if you're involved in construction or that sort of thing. In an effort to simplify the taxes, the employee business expense line came off the tax return, but I would like to get it on there because I do think you're aiming at the working guy there.